Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so please invite everyone. Hello, folks. It's 11 o'clock here on the hour. You are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, a radio program that basically is told from the point of view of basically someone who goes by the moniker of Do Talk, a comedian who wants to basically tell you his personal horrors, the most graphic of detail. Please get involved. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. He's doing a lot out there. Please get involved. Look us up online, Blog Talk Radio. Where do I begin? Okay, how about the beginning? It's so hard for me to live with this curse, this affliction, this unhealthy arrangement. I've had it my whole life. I always try to find ways to deal with it. I try to run around the house as much as possible to burn out the demon. In case you just might be joining us, where the hell were you? I have autism. I have attention deficit hyperactive disorder, Tourette's syndrome, and I've been having a laundry list of health problems recently. It's been really bad. Past bad. I don't know. You know, it's funny. A lot of times I can't believe I'm the age that I am. How did I get to this age? What happened? I was young yesterday. Certain parts of the mind work at 10 times the normal capacity, and some parts didn't work at all. I was interested in the weirdest stuff, drawn to it somehow. Even I knew it was weird. It was bizarre. That's probably what autism is. I collect stuff compulsively. I had a problem with strong smells and loud sounds, even to this day. So what did I do? I became a comedian. It was this or die. You know, it's really odd. What's really bizarre is that I still find myself honestly dwelling about what was and unable to make what I really wanted to be happen. I don't know how I lost the ability. Funny thing, you all should know this. Keep this in mind. I'm a soda addict. I've always been a soda addict. I used to have great teeth, but now I got cavities. See, I came up with this ridiculous idea. I got baking soda so I could brush my teeth with that and then do the toothpaste, you know, pull out all the stops, whatever. Not too much of that takes off the enamel. But here's the problema. I didn't like a taste of it. I didn't do it regularly. It was such an unpleasant chore that I stopped brushing my teeth before bed, and now I got cavities. Good scraping at my teeth, picking at them, whatever. But, you know, no. It's a gross thought, isn't it? We all do disgusting things, don't we? It's kind of hard to be mannerly and whatever. We all got to clean up our acts somehow. It's harder for us autistics to climb the evolutionary ladder because we're so used to pattern, familiar, routine. It falls into the category of the old metaphor, you know, the old, what's the word I'm looking for here? The merry-go-round and the roller coaster, you know? Some people prefer it like the merry-go-round. It goes around in circles, nice and safe. The roller coaster, basically, they can be dangerous. It's a thrill. It can take you anywhere. I'm just more of a roller coaster person, you know. But, of course, as you probably guessed, I got motion sickness, too. Yeah, it's amazing. I had so many goddamn ailments. I got so many afflictions, you know. It doesn't matter how tough and badass you are. Motion sickness is just something you're born with. But, dear God, that's why you get sick and tired of all these afflictions. You got sick and tired of how many disadvantages you have. I don't want to have them. I don't want to be like this. But I got what I got. I'm uncomfortable with everything. It's like the coronavirus, you know. I keep basically forgetting to put that mask on my face, but here's the problem. When I do have it on, all that breath and heat, and so the heat, the perspiration generating on my face from that, I always take it off. Can't seem to take discomfort, you know. Basically, this is something I've always wondered. how do women live? Women spend a lot of their time basically being uncomfortable. That's the truth. They do it all so they can be beautiful. That's more than being comfort, you know? The shoes they wear that are uncomfortable, the clothes, all the hair removal, body or whatever. They torture themselves in every single possible way to be beautiful, presentable, and stylized. You wonder how they live. See, that's why women are always stealing your clothes and your shoes. That's why. First of all, they're women. They want more stuff, more whatever. Guys always have, comfortable gear. The male stuff is comfortable. I always thought that was a weird thing, you know? I mean, let's be honest for a second. Women basically complain about nowadays when they want to go to the workplace, they want to be comfortable in the workplace. I knew a mid-level manager once who angrily used this to say, women keep talking about how much they want to be comfortable in the workplace. Newsflash, it's work. Everybody is uncomfortable. We're here to work. You get money for working. They pay you because work is basically unpleasant. No one's having fun here, really, okay? Once in a while, work has those little moments where the storm lets up and there's just a few moments of pleasure and whatever, but everybody is uncomfortable. You're supposed to hustle, okay? Make it happen. But customers are there to be comfortable. That's why they pay us. We try to make the customers comfortable. And then there's no loyalty. It's a business transaction. So it's keeping all this going. I knew he was right. I knew he couldn't help but be right. You know what? Me, I still find myself hitting my head over the same old things. I want to change. But it's not so simple, is it? Somebody suggested something to me when I was really little. Martial arts. Here's the thing. Why did I take up martial arts? My reason's going to sound especially, just like all the other kids, it was Star Wars, the Ninja Turtles, and the Power Rangers. See, here's the thing. The Jedi are real. They really do exist, dude. They're called samurai. Remember, that's what all that is. You know, it's the martial arts gi and those robes and the sort of, that's what a Jedi is, a samurai. With the Ninja Turtles and the Power Rangers, everybody was trying to get into martial arts because, and listen carefully, because this is important. Things like that made it popular, just like Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, and Sonny Chiba. All those things did that. Why? It's simple, Simon. It just looks so cool. Somebody told me if I learned this, it would help me overcome the weaknesses in life. I remember basically being just a little bit younger, talking to people about all the autistic stuff I obsessed over in that Cliff Clavin kind of way. They got mad. They weren't interested. In a way, even I thought a lot of the stuff I was embarrassed and obsessed with was ridiculous. I know it is. But somehow I was obsessed. Maybe that's part of what all this is about. Autism. Focus on these little details of everyday life. People aren't interested. I know people BS. I mean, that's part of the natural order of life. You BS about this and that. That's the point. But you got to BS about the right stuff. Could be this BS that other people are interested in, like politics. Well, that's not BS. I mean, that matters. We need to decide the way the world is being run. I was told that if I learned martial arts, I could overcome all my weaknesses. Because that's what martial arts is. It's not so much really self-defense. It's self-reliance, self-management. is going to sound funny, so listen carefully. I dropped out. I gave up martial arts after a while. In a way, I just didn't get it. I don't know. I didn't quite have it. Whatever it was, I didn't have it. I was discouraged. I was heard that basically, I don't know. I don't know what martial arts was supposed to be about. But when I gave it up, I got especially bad. Couldn't defend myself. I got really, I wish I stayed in it, but my heart wasn't, what was I supposed to do? I took up yoga, took up ballet, and I excelled at yoga. For a while, I was getting actually kind of good at ballet, but my problem was, bad health once again, leaky gut, another bad affliction that I inherited. The problem is that once I took up ballet once, this is the funny part, I decided to get back into martial arts after that, give it a chance. You know what? After ballet, martial arts was actually really easy. Actually, everything was really easy after ballet. I wasn't really good at the jockey sports type, but I became that type after the martial arts. I learned how to catch and throw a football. I was good on the basketball court, too. Why? After ballet, every single other sport just seemed ridiculously easy, including martial arts. So what was I going to do? I was going to master martial arts. I need to beef up my body. It's always been my biggest problem. I learned how to do a good judo chop. How to block punch to keep my forearm up. A good chop to the throat and the nose. And how to throw a real punch. Yeah, but I'm still not as good as I should be. My body needed to get bigger, beefier. I remember I was horsing around with some guy. His way of having fun, once in, threw a punch at my cheek. That cheek bothered me for like 3 weeks. I kept thinking, okay, one step to martial arts really is learning how not to feel pain. Pain doesn't exist. Pain doesn't hurt. That's the mantra. Pain does not hurt. Pain does not hurt. Pain does not hurt. And tell yourself that over and over and over again. And that's one thing you should convince yourself. Pain doesn't hurt. That's something really going to help you out in life. I don't know. One time, this guy, for fun, was around. He threw some punches at me in the ribs. He cracked them. It drove me nuts that I was so weak. I was so thin. I didn't want to be. Whatever it took to stop all this, I had to do something. One thing that's kind of funny is I sort of know how to box in a way. But I can't really throw a devastating punch. Too thin. I could really do something if I could just put on some weight. The most interesting thing I saw, that one of the best boxers I ever saw, his name was Butterbean. You've heard of him, Butterbean? Was a big guy. This is not a guy you look at and you think of like as a real boxer. The guy was just fat, like kingpin fat, orca fat. And yet somehow it all works. Undefeated, undisputed champion. I took a look at Sasha Mitchell recently. Now, there's a guy who I recognize. Now, I know he's always into martial arts or whatever, but the guy I remember being, my first time on Step by Step, he was especially skinny. That and freaking, fuck, what do you call it? Okay, I should be saying that on the air. Yeah, I should say that. Dallas. Sorry, that's the Tourette's kicking in. The guy was basically huge now. I didn't even recognize him. Of course he got older, but he got basically tanned, and now he's just huge. He doesn't act so much anymore. Mostly because he was on something about building up his body, and mostly it's because he was a heavy. The guy was never a chameleon when it came to acting, but I'll tell you one thing. The guy was a true martial artist. This is a guy who basically knew how to, try to keep in mind martial arts. Part of it's an attitude. A lot of it is learning tricks. You know, the funny thing is I really wish that basically I had been born a lot later in life. You know, when I could look up all this stuff online, all these tricks would help me a lot. I didn't learn how to defend myself, and I won a few fights as a kid, but not like I would have now. I need to basically, key was, if I could just defend myself. Is there a chance? Upon my word, I don't know. I honestly don't know. What to do with my life now?
Well,
I want to be a martial artist again. I want to prove I can take anything the world can throw at me. That's why we learn sports. That's why we learn martial arts. That's why. But mostly, I got a lot more to overcome. I want to be a lot more of the stupid affliction that I was afflicted with. I've been afflicted by too many things. Far too many. To the point that it's ridiculous. I had scoliosis, too. Did you know that? It's more too many health problems. Yeah. Too many. How do you overcome? I don't know. I didn't just want to beat kids up. I wanted to protect myself. Okay, you've all been kids, right? We've all had that moment in the schoolyard. Every boy's had this when he was basically kicked in the balls. It was hard. Didn't you always kind of want to wear a cup to school? I did the moment I found out what they wore, that they existed. That would really help. My mother would not have it. The other adults found out. She'd be mortified. Try to explain, what if I got hit in the nuts? She said, you'll get hit in the nuts. You'll live. So those dumb things women say because they just don't get it. Either that or they don't want to. Your parents will always be thinking about what makes them look better than what you actually need. Me? I don't know. What was there to do? I found myself often really, truly trying to overcome, trying to turn back the clock almost, because now I know what to do. I don't know. Find myself just sort of basically look, I gotta say this much. I know we live in a bad time. I know it's nowadays, now more and more, there are bars everywhere, watering holes on every corner. As interesting it is to go to a bar every once in a while, I never want to be the kind of guy who basically goes to a bar every night. That's just sad. By the way, I feel like there should be one specifically for the handicapped. As a handicap, we should have everything, just our version of everything. Not just special buses and trains and whatever, cabs, not just ramps and rails. That's what we need. We need, what's the word I'm for? Our version of everything. Me? Could I ever be a brawler? If only I knew then what I know now. But if I knew it then, if I really did, well, honestly, if I hadn't gone through all that, how would I know it? I'm sure there had to be a way. I don't know. I found myself very, very, very capable of doing lots of stuff, certain stuff. But then I asked myself, could I walk the line, play ball? You all know what Breaking Bad is, don't you? Not the show, that's a real thing. Breaking Bad means to basically go off the beaten line. To go off the line. Criminal, what have you. But this, good people, walking a line would be the exact opposite. Just playing ball, going out there in the world, doing all that. Could I really do that? Hell, I don't know. I ask myself that question every day. I obsess. That's another problem I have, OCD. It's part of my hyperactivity. I obsess. God, I obsess. I obsess. It's about obsession. I obsess too much. I stop obsessing. Well, remember James Cameron basically saying that people called him a perfectionist. He wasn't. He was a rightist. He made sure it's right when he moves on to the next thing. That's the answer. If I could just make things, as long as they're right, it's okay. Instead of just leaving them there or worrying about them, okay, make sure it's right. Don't know. I don't know. I remember one time I was with this kid, basically, in school. He wanted to practice his own martial arts. And there's always going to be someone who basically is going to want to misuse it. Want to use an excuse to smack kids around. That's what he did with me. So embarrassed I was owned, especially when I tried a roundhouse kick. Now it was a straight kick. It was just a very ordinary kick. Boy, was I owned. I feel too weak. I am too weak. More than basically something. I'm too weak. I'm gonna. What to do about it? I don't know. Yeah. I really don't. I still find myself. Trying to personally overcome the beast. I'm sorry, I'm battling now. I still have a problem with drugs. I know, no surprise here. Everyone can do them. Find myself at a loss. I'm
I haven't done drugs in a while. Life is different. You can feel your perception coming back. You can feel everything. All your senses getting sharper. But of course, you can also feel depression, anger, anxiety. You can actually feel them jumping all over you, nipping at you, attacking on you. You can actually feel them. How do I put this? Nip it at you, nip it at every part of you. And you wonder basically why. Why is your life limited to like this? Then you realize it had to be someone. Maybe that's just natural selection. But